I went over and flopped down in front of the doghouse. Well, heck, I can stick around for a while. As a matter of fact, Maggie rushed over to me.
Oh, no, Henry. We understand how busy you must be. We mustn't be greedy with your time. I mean, we understand that a dog with a position as important as yours...
It is an important position, Mag. I mean, just stop and think about one dog running a 6,000-acre ranch all by himself. It's a 24-hour-a-day job, and danger is never far away.
Indeed, and it would be irresponsible for us to keep you away from your work. No, we just couldn't ask you to stay as much as we would like to.
Well, if it really means that much to you.
It does, Henry. It really does, but I do understand.
I could probably stick around for a couple of days.
Of course, there will be other times, won't there? And we mustn't grieve, must we?
She smiled at me, and I smiled at her. No, we mustn't grieve, Maggie.
No, indeed.
Life's just too short for that.
Yes, it is.
Let's leave the grief to the grievers.
Well put, Henry. I'm so sorry.
And so am I. We hugged each other. I'll stay, but only for a couple of days, and only because it means so much to you and the kids. Her smile wilted. She stared at me with wide eyes, and then a strange thing happened. She placed a paw over her forehead and rolled over on her back, and she moaned. I rushed to her side. Maggie, what is it? Speak to me. I'm right here at your side. She opened her eyes.
Oh, it's these headaches, nerves, tension, too much company. I just need to be absolutely still for 2 days and it will go away. Maybe it would be better if you came back another time, Henry.
And leave my sister alone on death's door? A lot of dogs would do that, just walk away from hard times. But you've got a different kind of brother.
Yes, I know.
And if I have to stay here a whole month, I'll see you through this crisis.
Oh, my Lord!
And just then we heard a bunch of little feet on the sidewalk, and a little voice called out,
Hi, Mom, we're back!
I looked around and saw my nieces and nephews, four of the cutest little cowdog pups that was ever built. When they saw me there beside their ma, they stopped and stared. Then Roscoe, one of the boys, cried out,
It's Uncle Hank! Oh, boy! Hi, Uncle Hank! Can you stay the night?
They came at a run and swarmed all over me, licked me on the face and all that stuff.
Will you please tell us a story, Uncle Hank?
Asked Spot, the other boy.
Please?
I turned to my sis. Well, Mag, I guess that settles it. I really should get back to the ranch, but dadgummit, a guy just can't walk away and disappoint these kids. I guess I can stay for a couple of days. Yeah, yeah, the kids cheered. Maggie covered her eyes with a paw. How's the headache, sis?
I think it's just beginning.